Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down? And you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all, and everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
A reality, and call Aspen Builders at 423-6811. Online at AspenBuildersInc.com. Your home is waiting at Aspen Builders.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. Nebraska gets a win over Maryland, gets to 5-1. They go to Minnesota this Friday. But, of course, the talk of the week is Matt Rhule, with James Franklin out at Penn State. Matt Rhule, the leading candidate for some people for that job. I'm curious, with all that going on, Sean, how focused can Nebraska be on Friday for the game at Minnesota?
Well, I think they'll be. I mean, it all kind of played out Sunday, Monday, and it's cooled off a little bit now because nothing's going to happen, guys, for the next 6-7 weeks, you know, in terms of a coach probably being hired there. So it's going to ramp up and have moments throughout this process. But, I think for about 24 to 36 hours it dominated. But, yeah, and once that team gets on the road in the hotel in the midst of the game, they're not going to be worried about that at that point. And I think that Matt Rhule will do a good job of having this team focused, knowing the opportunity to get the 6 wins here and get bowl eligible and be favored on the road. And, you know, you got a chance to win back-to-back weeks on the road for the first time since 2006. I mean, it's a big opportunity for Nebraska as they go on the road to Minnesota.
Sean Callahan joins us now. Sean, we got you for 11 more minutes here, and we got to make it count. You know,
That's a long time.
Yeah. Good. We've been running late.
Just because
all day.
Of Orange Theory.
Yes. Well, I got to work out. Mental health, boys. I'm going to be driving in a car with Steve Sippel for the next day.
Can you confirm, Sean, will you be getting brisket and barbecue in Ames, Iowa?
Are we getting a barbecue in Ames tomorrow?
Possibly. We we're leaving. Yeah, we should pit stop for lunch at a place in Ames if we have time, and we're going to go to dinner in Minneapolis. So
we need lunch in Ames if we got dinner.
You're going out for steaks at a seafood restaurant. We covered that.
Cove.
The Cove.
The Cove. Yes. People call it Dove by accident.
To the Dove. Lonesome Dove.
Of course Lonesome he
Dove.
Did.
Prince Lonesome themed. Dove sounds like Prince.
Cove Dove. I mean,
when Dove's sure cry. When
Dove's cry. One of his Robox shirts all weekend.
Yeah, I got you. Now, Sean, now I know you think I'm annoying, and most people do, but I'm struck by something you said. I'm not challenging you. There's just some I get confused over this stuff. You said very confidently that you don't think that decision at Penn State will be made for 6 or 7 weeks. Why can't it be made before then?
I'm going by history. I mean, how many times in a regular season have you seen a sitting head coach, you know, take a job while they're still coaching with a week or two left to go? It just doesn't happen.
Okay.
I mean, even go back to the Matt Rhule taking over when Frost was let go. I mean, that went down all the way down to the wire, you know, where it was Trev Alberts was on the phone during the Iowa game, and then it broke during the Iowa game, you know, where it was leaked out at that point, and then Saturday he was on College Game Day the next morning. So I just have a hard time thinking, you know, you're going to see it play out. I mean, can you give me an example where that's happened?
I can't give you an example, but I can say this. I think there's a chance that this hire's already been made behind the scenes.
I still think if it is Matt Rhule, like, he's got to have to win enough to, like, fully sell the hire. Like, if the team collapsed and finished 7-5, mm-hmm. that would be a tough sell mm-hmm. for Penn State. Or who, you know, so I do think when you let go of a guy like James Franklin, you know, you better have somebody that's got a proven record, you know, in coming off a high note, because you had a very consistent head coach. And I do know Penn State was going to drop off a lot next year. I was talking to a writer there yesterday, and mm-hmm. he said this roster was going to lose a lot. And, you know, they've made some recruiting mistake. They had a really good chance, for example, to have Malik Washington. They could have Malik Washington in State College, and they kind of didn't do that right. I mean, there's been a lot of things with their roster building, their NIL, other things that have kind of happened there that have got them in this point where, yes, they are supposed to be really good this year, but I do think they were going to drop off next year. I think there was a big concern about that as well.
Okay, to the game. Nebraska plays Minnesota at 7 p.m. on
Friday
night in Huntington Bank Stadium. Emmett Johnson returns home. Emmett Johnson comes off a 176-yard game at Maryland. Minnesota's rush defense isn't great. What do you expect from Emmett Johnson? Are we expecting sort of more of the same?
Yeah, it will be interesting how Minnesota defends Nebraska now, because I think teams weren't respecting the run. Well, now you have to look at them a little bit differently this week, knowing how well they ran it a week ago at Maryland with 200-plus tailback rush yards. I mean, I didn't think they had that in them with just really Emmett Johnson, and he goes for 176, and then Mosey gives them his number to bring them over 200. So, you know, that balance really changes how you have to probably look at Nebraska, knowing that they're capable of that. And I do think this is a big day for Emmett. I think Matt Rhule and Dana Holgorsen are going to lean on him hard. It would not shock me if he's over 20 carries again. And knowing how much this game means to him, I was thinking about 2 years ago. I'm not even sure he played much in that game 2 years ago, because they had Anthony Grant mm-hmm. and Gabe Irvin Jr. at that point ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even remember 2 years ago how much Emmett played in that game. So this game itself, you know how much it means for him, his last opportunity to play in his home city.
Now, the previous game before that, Sean, Nebraska had a rough time with Michigan State's defensive line. Maryland had a good defensive line, had 19 sacks entering that game, just one on the game, and they ran the ball well. What changed for you with the offensive line over a week for last game?
I think Dillon got the ball out of his hand quicker. They moved the pocket. The run game kept Maryland off balance. 2 weeks ago, the wind and just the end of...
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down? And you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Decisiveness of getting the ball out sometimes, I think, played a factor. And there were just a lot of things that game 2 weeks ago against Michigan State was different. Just the way Nebraska was going into the win and their throwing game was so limited. I mean, they only completed one pass the entire game that traveled more than 10 yards. I mean, that's just crazy. It changed last week. Obviously, Dylan had the turnovers, but He got the ball out. He got the ball downfield, and the yards after catch. I think Nebraska's split ends had over 100 yards after catch in this game, and that just changes everything when you can get big plays like that from Isaiah Hunter, and then obviously Emmett Johnson gave them what they gave them. It just makes Nebraska much more different to defend.
Now, Isaiah Hunter, Sean, simple question. Is he their number one receiver now?
I don't know if you could just definitively say that because I feel like it's a 1A, 1B, 1C. I mean, there's going to be, this is the Ja'Cory Barney game. Teams have been emphasizing Ja'Cory Barney a lot, which is helps Isaiah Hunter. And then early in the year, Dane Key was the guy. I mean, so I think it can be a week-to-week thing. It would not surprise me if all three of those guys finish the year with 700 to 900 yards receiving. I mean, I think they have that capability to have three guys that could be in that category. But I think his explosion and the way he finishes separates him. Ja'Cory Barney has never really been a finisher like Isaiah Hunter's been. I mean, that's something like Trey Palmer type finishing that we're seeing out of Isaiah. The way he's able to take it and go all the way. Ja'Cory has never really been able to do that a lot, and Dane Key, as we know, probably doesn't have that type of speed. I mean, Isaiah is one of the fastest players in the Big Ten right now. When you look at the metrics they release week to week on the miles per hour of players in these college football games.
Yes. I mean, okay. Now, I don't know what you've done in terms of preparing for studying Minnesota. Is there anything in particular that concerns you about Minnesota?
Well, I think they're the way they force turnovers. They've been good at being a team that's been opportunistic, and that's how they won last week when they probably shouldn't have won. They've got one at least good edge rusher that's going to create some matchup issues maybe for Nebraska's tackles. And they're built differently. They're gonna play. You heard the coaches yesterday. Yes, they've had a lot of coordinator changes there, but PJ Fleck still runs the same defensive system that he's run for 9 years there. So there's a lot of continuity with what they do. But I think they are a team. When you look at NIL and how it's affected rosters, I mean, Minnesota's won over the last few years. They just have not been able to obviously do what other teams have done in the free agency market to get some of the high-level mm-hmm. players. And it's a struggle. I mean, just for them compared to other teams out there. And I'm sure for Fleck it's been frustrating because they just haven't been able to get maybe some of the high-dollar free agency guys that some of these other Big Ten teams are getting. And I give him a lot of credit because he's still winning consistently, even maybe not being able to get some of the bigger free agent names on the NIL market.
What sort of home field advantage will Minnesota have on Friday night?
To be determined, but I do think because it's a Friday night, you will get a good student crowd there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it will be sold out, though. I mean, just looking at the ticket math, there are a lot of tickets for sale. The prices are still fairly high, but I do think you'll see a lot of Nebraska fans there. It wouldn't surprise me again if we see 10,000 Husker fans in that stadium. I think there's a lot of people that are going to get in their cars and just drive up there on Friday and say, let's go. Let's go to a game and have maybe an extra day in Minneapolis to enjoy Saturday and come back. So I do think you will see a good contingency of Nebraska fans, but the Friday night scene should give Minnesota a good student presence. Now, if this is an 11 a.m. game on a Saturday, I think it changes it a lot. But it's, you know, it feels like every time we've been to Minnesota as of late, it's been a night game, and it's been a lot tougher there when you play a night game compared to the 11 a.m. games.
Yep, you're right.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. Enjoy Cove, not Dove Sip. Cove.
Lonesome right, well, Cove.
Yeah, Thursday, and we'll talk to you next week, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Line, Sean Callahan.
We're heading up
you
Thursday.
Thought it was, you guys thought it was Thursday dove. Morning. It's a six-hour drive. You guys are leaving 42 hours ahead of the game. So, all right.
I don't think we're going to see a lot of Nebraska fans on
Thursday. Driving up there, no. Waving at people like that, with the Husker flags waving on there, like you're driving into KC. I don't think we're going to see that.
Yeah,
no, different drive. Just be fine. We're just a lot. We're very, very ahead.
Barbecue.
And he
and
did
steak.
Confirm the Ames thing, which I thought maybe was shaky. That didn't sound that.
Didn't
shaky.
Sound very shaky to me.
We're going to Ames for some barbecue.
You thought it was called Dove, by the way, the restaurant. Cove.
And Sean's going to go hit Orange Theory to create some space.
Yes, he says mental game here for Sean.
Mental.
He expects expects some level of enthusiasm in their stadium.
It's Friday night.
And they're 4-2.
It's a national game, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I got it.
Isn't almost, conference I think, game. I love that one now, the national TV. Everything's national TV. You can get
it
everywhere.
It's big, you know. Yeah.
It's Fox.
It's Fox. But I'm just saying every game now. Like,
yes. You're right.
The CW is national.
It is.
And if you're on the
so weird.
You can say, right, national TV.
I cannot take the CW seriously.
No, the stool's not aligned on CW. You guys think that's weird. I don't look at that as weird.
It's weird. Still weird.
It's
I've
weird.
I've watched games on the CW.
When? It just started this year.
Just clicking around.
Yeah. When? In the years past or just now?
No, there's no. I don't think it's just started this year.
They had a random bowl game like 2 years ago for the first time ever on the channel, I think.
Like I said, it's One Tree Hill. And then they're gonna have San Jose State playing Toledo.
It's just
they hit Miami Miami and USF, right?
I wish to God I'll try to find this for you guys. Dennis Dodd sent out a tweet that listed all the networks that show games. It's an incredible list.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the CW is new to that. They're on it, but they're new to this.
It's odd. It's strange.
Is there games on HBO?
No,
no, nothing on HBO.
You're sure about this?
I'm
Cinemax.
Pretty sure.
Cinemax. Showtime.
Before we get to break, Bill, I'm very curious. The lights in the house last night, what'd you have on it for the Halo custom lights?
We stayed with the bright white.
Smart.
To be able to do that. And then also, as Duke's pointed out to me, that what a season for the Halo lights. Darkness. Way more darkness. I mean, you have to wait like in the summertime, 10 o'clock for them to come on. Not now. You're getting the full effect.
Like at 6 o'clock they
come on. Oh, man, you're getting the full effect. Reach out to Josh McGuire at Neiman. And get these things going. Because guess what? If you don't have them booked up right now, you're not going to have them for. People are going to want, like, also in December 1. We need to get those lights for Christmas.
Yeah.
Then you're not going to have time.
No, it's
not going to have time. Get it done right
it's
now.
It's go time.
It's a life changing. Tell you one thing, it's nice. It's very big on theme. On, like, when Nebraska won, a lot of the neighborhood was red.
Okay.
A lot of it was red.
Okay.
And we were red and white, I think. But there's a lot of different. But people, it's like go Cubs go. You know, you get a chance to get involved.
A lot of baseball
involved.
Right now.
You get involved. Or people have their Blue Jay lights
they
on.
Do, yeah, when at Rudy's house, they
do
would
people,
be, I'm
Blue
sure.
Do people have the Seattle
Do people have
lights
the Toronto Blue Jays lights on?
You could be a very select few.
There's an app for it. You can do it. You can go Blue Jays. Select it.
NeimanandSons.com with Halo Custom Lighting. Get your lights today before the Christmas season. Do not delay. Get them now. Yeah. When we come back, a very odd situation in Auburn to discuss next in early break of the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.